B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I would imagine it's not.
I don't do all that much shopping for Thanksgiving. That's normally like my mom or the wherever we're going. So I don't know. Does it go that quickly?
I would think it does. I would think it gets picked over. I mean, as far as we have one of our listeners DM'd me before. Let me see. Here it is. Scott says Roger that, by the way, he's at one of the big grocery stores in Green Bay, and he's looking forward to hearing things about it. But he says Rogers couldn't get along with the hard-hitting Green Bay media, let alone this town. Let's go to the Comcast Business Hotline. Every day in business is a big day. Comcast Business keeps you ready for what's next. The day before Thanksgiving, Adam Schefter joins us because of Landis Block and Concrete. They can help you create your very own jaw-dropping backyard paradise online at LandisBC.com. Adam, first of all, happy Thanksgiving Eve. And I would imagine that little responsibility falls onto your plate for tomorrow's festivities at your home. Is that correct?
Well, John, we go to my wife's cousin's. So fortunately, I don't have to do too much work. My wife's got to get some food ready today. But it's interesting because 3 years ago, without getting, well, I'm going to get a little personal, I passed a kidney stone, so we missed Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And then 2 years ago was the pandemic. And then last year, my wife's cousin wanted to stop by our house. He had a bunch of books that he wanted me to sign for his college friends. So he came over like 3 in the afternoon, stayed for a few hours, and left at about 6 o'clock, only for us to get a call at 8 o'clock from his father that his son just tested positive for COVID after spending 3 hours in our house, which he brought home with him from college, so we couldn't go to Thanksgiving last year. So
oh, no.
Literally, this is the first Thanksgiving around friends and family in 4 years. 4 years, which is kind of weird to think about.
That's the ultimate, then, thing to be thankful for. There will be no reason to not be to be searching for what you're thankful for tomorrow.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you get to have Thanksgiving, get to be around your friends and family.
That's, so that's awesome. Amazing. All right.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody there.
At 9-1, there has been a lot of questions asked this week about, is it a malaise? Are the Eagles just in a little bit of a lull? And one of the things that I say is, look, you can celebrate that you're not always going to play your best and you come away with a victory. But I'm worried that 3 weeks in a row we haven't seen the Eagles at their best. What do you see from the outside looking in about this situation?
Well, they haven't been at their best. They haven't performed the way they did early in the year. But that's the way it goes. Again, it's such a long season with dips and cycles and valleys and peaks and what's the word for the peaks and valley? Yeah, okay. And so I just think the objective here is to be exactly where they are, is to be in position to win that division, to get the number one seed, and to be playing your best football into December. And so, yeah, they've struggled. Yeah, they haven't played their best football, but they're still where they're at. So I'm not overly concerned. Now, if they're playing this way 1 month from now, okay, then I'll be a little concerned. But I'm not concerned yet because, to me, what is it? Bill Parcells always talked about how football, the race always began after Thanksgiving. And, you know, when you think about the football season with the extra game, we're a little more, just a little bit more than halfway through right now. So there's a lot of time to go here, a lot.
I think there's been a lot of reaction, and I'm not just going to lean on ESPN, but yesterday I saw where the analytics says the Cowboys are most likely to go to the Super Bowl, and the 49ers are the second most likely, and I'm going, okay, too many people have their heads in a computer.
Recency bias. The 49ers are coming off an impressive Monday night showing. The Cowboys are coming off their best game in years. Everybody's impressed with them this week. Talk to me, not on November 23rd, but December 23rd. Let's see where we're at on December 23rd and how the Eagles stack up. All it takes is for Dallas to lose to the Giants, which I don't think will happen, by the way, on Thanksgiving. And then all of a sudden, these analytic models and comments from analysts, they're all turned upside down. That's where it's at this week. It doesn't mean much to me. Like I said, let's see where the Eagles are a month from now. Let's see if their football, the way they're playing, improves or doesn't. If it doesn't, if they're flat and that malaise continues, I think there would be legitimate reasons to be concerned. But to me, with where they're at, they're right where they want to be. And again, I would say this to you. If before the season began, in mid to late August, We were having the show, and I said to you, John, here's the deal. Will you take this? The Eagles are going to hit a little bit of a flat spell in the middle of the season. Not going to play their best football. Going to struggle some. Not going to look great. But they're going to be 9-1 going into a Sunday night game at home.
Sold.
Against a Green Bay Packer. Will you take that, John?
Sold. Yes. We are absolutely sold. I'll buy it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, any price. We'll take that.
Philadelphia would.
There
everybody
we go.
Everybody in Philadelphia. The entire city would. 100% purchasing. 100% buy-in. So, I understand it. It makes for a good conversation. People can raise questions. There can be some issues. But talk to me on December 23rd.
Now, Adam, it looks like in the NFC specifically.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
There's one more personnel domino to fall, and it's Odell Beckham. Mm-hmm. And we hear that his decision should be coming relatively soon between mm-hmm. either the Cowboys or Giants, or maybe there's another team out there. How big of a domino do you consider him to be? Is he an impact player still, or is it just the name carrying weight of the news and not something the Eagles should be overly concerned about one of their division rivals adding?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I do think the Cowboys are the favorite to land him. There's just been so much noise out of Dallas. I mean, we even have the Cowboys website yesterday waiting on and reaching out to Odell Beckham Jr. about coming to Dallas. I don't know that I've seen a team website openly recruiting a free agent in the past, the way that the Cowboys Twitter handle and website was yesterday. It's kind of, I was like, wow.
It's kind of desperate to me.
I don't know what, it's very unique and unusual for that to happen. Right, like
sure.
I saw that, and I'm like, I don't remember a team in the past on its website tweeting out, "It's your move, OBJ," with eye emojis. Dak Prescott shared part of his pitch to Odell Beckham Jr. and why he wants him in Dallas, with Odell shaking Dak's hand. Like, that's the team website. It's your move, OBJ, eye emojis. Like, wow, okay. So it just tells you how focused they are and how consumed they are with trying to get him. And by the way, that team and that situation makes more sense than any other. It makes more sense than any other. And Jerry, as much as he is the owner and GM of that team, is a marketing maven. He's the 2022 P.T. Barnum. So, from a football standpoint, Odell makes sense. From a marketing standpoint, he makes even more sense. So it's a no-brainer for him to wind up in Dallas to me. So, okay, so let's assume that he does. Okay, well, guess what? They had Odell Beckham Jr. coming out to surgeries at the age of 30, has to learn the offense. He has the talent and the ability to make an impact, absolutely. But the Eagles have Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown and Quez Watkins in the running game, and they've got their own guys, okay? So do I think Odell will wind up in Dallas? Eventually, they're the favorite. Yes, I do believe that.
Shefty, when looking at the opponent coming up this week, the Packers, they're 4-7. They still have Aaron Rodgers, but something has clearly gone wrong in Green Bay.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, I think it's a few things. First of all, you know, because you play well one year doesn't ensure that you will play well another. You lose a guy who was such an important cog in their offense, in Devontae Adams. I mean, his target share was enormous. His production was off the charts. His dependability factor was immense. And so you tell me who's taking up the role for him in that, and nobody has right now. And then the offensive line had injuries, and the defense, I don't think, has performed to its ability. That was touted as a unit. That would be one of the best in football. They've allocated a lot of resources there, especially through the draft. And it's been a decent defense, but it hasn't been a great defense. And they've had some injuries there. So it's just one of those years where it just hasn't gotten rolling for them at all. And all you have to do is watch the body language of the quarterback on the football field to see it. That's it. Just watch him. You could see it. He's frustrated.
I guarantee you somebody in your conversations this week has discussed around the NFL, Nick Sirianni jumping up on the bench. This sheesh is for Frank Reich. Mm. We talked about it. What did you think? What did you think about that? It was so odd to see that. That really was something that I've never seen really from NFL head coaches getting into it with the fans. And we heard the audio now. He was getting into it with opposing fans.
Well, it wasn't his post-game press conference.
No, this was on the field. He jumped up on the bench, and then he ran over to the stands, and he said...
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he ran over to the stands and told the fans, this sheesh, I'm going to use sheesh, is for Frank Reich. I was shocked because, honestly, I can understand he has a personal motivation to want to see Frank Reich. You know, he loves the man, and he respects him. But I don't want to hear about the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles like going on a diatribe about how another team hires or fires their coach and what that motivation meant to him. I'm like, I want you to coach the Eagles. Have your head in coaching the Eagles. Yeah. Stop worrying about the Colts.
Well, again, that was somebody that was really important in his career and his life. And so, if somebody fired your friend and you had a chance to, in whatever line of work it is, go up against them, you probably would take it personally. But that's fine. You can take it personally. You can be angry at the Colts, the organization you're going against. But in my mind, there's no reason to verbalize that to fans. You have to understand that everything you do and say is going to be captured, right?
So, yes.
You love the fire. That's one of the reasons that the city loves him as head coach. It's one of the reasons he's been successful as a head coach. But there's also a certain way to carry that's not the spot to do that. Save that emotion and fire and intensity for your team, your locker room, your sideline, not for the opposing fans.
Hey, Adam, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and it's been a while for you guys, so enjoy your time together, and we'll look forward to talking to you about the 10-1 Eagles next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.